back to Service Notes, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of IT service management. Together, we explore the stories and experiences that shape our industry.
Everyone, for your support and continuously listening to our podcast and your great questions. So in this episode, I am actually going to talk about what is ITIL, right? Because we've been talking about service management, IT service management. We have, a really good experts on the show talking about what service management is and how they started, et cetera, et cetera. So one of the listeners reached out and say like, yeah, you kind of go on about the service management, but what it is and what is ITIL? So I and my colleague Inas from 24 Training, we were kind of discussing like, if we have to put an episode together and we need to tell our listener, what is ITIL? What would you say? And here is what Inas had to say.
Hi. I work in the IT field for a number of years and have been through all of the different vocations of it. I recently have been asked a number of times, what is ITIL? What do we need it for? Who uses it? Why is it so important? Well, to put it in the simplest form, ITIL is a framework. It's like a blueprint for structured management. If you don't manage something, it'll go chaotic. That management helps any organization, no matter what the industry, and manages to deliver their services efficiently and effectively. Imagine your organization is a puzzle. The framework of ITIL is like a border of that puzzle. It gives you a shape and structure to work within. Once you have the frame, you can start putting all the pieces. These are the individual processes and practices that are quite unique to your industry, and they help you manage the IT that enables those services. Because in today's world, digital transformation, high agility, artificial intelligence, everything is enabled by IT, even though your core industry is not an IT industry. So when all these pieces are put together, what do you get? A complete picture of that deliverable, of the services that you're provided, and it'll also show you how you're going to support the IT that helps you provide those services. It gives you a detailed guideline of streamlining your operations, improving efficiency, and delivering seamless, high-quality services. Okay, those are the textbook phrases that you hear everywhere. But what does it mean? Your organization is not one team. It is more than one team. You have different teams. Your core technical team, your administration, your finance, your marketing, all of these, even your housekeeping, keeping all of your rooms and clean or bringing in refreshments, these all work together. So think of ITIL as a recipe book for making sure everything in the world of IT runs smoothly. Just like a healthcare system needs to ensure patients receive the right care, or a manufacturer needs to keep its production flowing. Imagine a hospital with ITIL. There are detailed procedures to make sure patients get care quickly and efficiently. For example, having a streamlined process for the patient intake, accurate record keeping, and swift communication between the departments. Without an aligning framework, you could end up with miscommunication, delay in patient care, overall chaos, and that's not good. Now take a factory. ITIL provides guidelines to optimize production processes. This means ensuring each step in the manufacturing line is monitored for efficiency and equipment maintenance is scheduled to avoid breakdowns. Without such frameworks, the factory could face delays, increased costs, and inconsistent product quality, which is an A1 value killer. So using IATO effectively can lead to a lot of benefits, like better communication, quicker problem resolution, and overall smoother operations. If you don't use a framework, it can be challenging. Without clear structure, teams will probably work in silos, leading to miscommunication, wasted resources, and frustration. In the end, not having a cohesive approach can make it harder to deliver the value your organization strives for. So IATO does that, ensures everything runs smoothly and customers get the value they want without hiccups.
This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.